Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. Let's talk about the idea of how the Gemara talks to us about how to take care of our bodies in certain ways. The Gemara states, if one needs to relieve himself but does not do so, Rav Chista and Ravina disagree. One said that he will have an attack of offensive breath from his mouth, for the waste that he did not get rid of will rot within his body, and eventually the smell would exit his body through his mouth. And the other said that he will be infected by an offensive perspirational smell, for the smell inside of his body will be absorbed by his tissues, resulting in offensive smelling perspiration. So a very graphic piece of Gemara, unfortunately, sorry about that. But we want to take the idea here and apply it to our lives. A lot of times we feel the need, the compelling need to act on something and to share something, which might not always be the best thing to do. We have such a need to get it out of our body, to get it out of our systems. I just need to share this piece with you. I just need to explain this to you. Do you know what Sandy said? Do you know what Sam said? Do you know what Sarah said? Do you know what Michael said? Do you know what Solomon said? Just random names that came to my mind. Such a juicy piece of gossip. Let me tell it to you. I feel the urge. I feel the need to get it out of my system. I must tell you, but you must not. You must stop yourself and get rid of that poison some other way, because words can be poisonous. Words can hurt. Even though the old rhyme goes, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is not true. I don't know who came up with that. It's so not true. Really could hurt everyone around you. You have to keep that poison and discard it in some other way. Maybe just talk it out to yourself in front of a mirror, but don't share it with others around you. If you feel the need to act on something, but it's not the right thing, like you have a huge urge to eat McDonald's because you're passing by and you smell it and it's so good and I want to get it out of my system, I need it. The Gemara says you should situate yourself in a dark corner, wrap yourself in a cloak, and maybe the temptation will overpass you. Maybe it'll get rid of it, or maybe somehow. Maybe figure out some other way. Maybe find yourself a good, juicy, amazing, delicious, kosher cheeseburger, and that'll satisfy what you need. But a lot of times in our system, some type of thing builds up. Some type of need builds up, and we need to excrete it. We need to get rid of it, just as Hashem puts the other things inside our body, and we need to get rid of it. We need to relieve ourselves in the normal course of using the bathroom. So too, a lot of times, different things will build up inside us, and we have to get rid of it. We have to relieve it from ourselves, but do it in the proper way. So make sure to find the proper way, and if you have such an urge, direct it to the Torah, direct it to the Chesed, direct it to something good. The Chesed and Mitzvos are the things that should be expelled from you and brought out into the world. But watch out for those other things, because they could build up, they could be toxic, and they could be detrimental to your system, especially after all those years when you come to Hashem and have to relive everything out there. So it's good words for not only ourselves, especially for me, but when we do things and we have things and when things build up, find proper ways to get it out of the system and to get it out of whatever you may see in your common day occurrences. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 83 here on the Audio DDD with Rebbe T.